Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game 7, the best games you can have, and frankly, in any sport. 7 o'clock tonight, Wolves in Denver. John Krasinski covers the Timberwolves for The Athletic, does a fantastic job, and he joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Johnny, I want to start with the question that we talked about to start the show. If the Timberwolves do end up winning or losing tonight, regardless, they'll do one or the other, regardless of what happens, do you consider this season a success for simply getting here against the defending champs?
Yeah, Dave, I do. I mean, there's no question that the goal should be high for this team. Like, they want to go for a championship. They want to go as far as they can, and they believe that they can do it. And certainly with the way that they have played, they should have those high goals. That said, if you lose a game 7 to the defending champions and the best player in the world on the road, is that the end of the world? No, it isn't. I think that, anything outside of a 50-point loss, I think you'd feel like this was a memorable season, that they made really big strides in kind of building a winning culture, and they've done a lot. And that said, it would be the best thing that the Timberwolves have ever done if they were to pull this one off today and go to the Western Conference Finals.
John, what is our weakness right now? Because when you look at it and you look at who's where, McDaniels and Gobert and Kat and Conley and Edwards, obviously the sixth man, but where is the weakness right now in this group that we've got? And is it a group that we can have for multiple years going forward?
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll start with the second part first, Pete. Is like, right now, what the Timberwolves ownership will have to do is make a decision on how often they want to pay a very punitive luxury tax going forward, because it's going to be a very expensive team over the next couple of years. That said, if they're winning, if they're going to the Western Conference Finals, if they're in the finals, maybe, God forbid, winning a championship, they're going to spend that money to keep this team together, because it is a group that gets along very well together, has great chemistry, has a ton of talent on both ends of the court, offensively and defensively. And if you do hold it together, I do think they can be on a run for the next 3-4 years of being incredibly competitive and contenders every season. What is their weakness? Their weakness really doesn't have anything to do with talent, skill level, any offense, defense, anything like that. I think they're just really loaded in all of those areas. Their weakness has been decision-making, composure, kind of the mental errors that sometimes crop up. If it's silly fouls that get them into foul trouble early in a game, if it's turnovers that are made out of sloppiness and not fully focused and concentrating, those are the things that typically have gotten the Timberwolves in trouble in this series, and then throughout this season when they've struggled and to win games. It's been the mental side of the game that has usually failed them. So if they can keep their composure, stay focused, and not beat themselves tonight in Denver, I think they're going to have a great chance to win.
John Krasinski from The Athletic joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. John, you brought up this luxury tax moving forward, and I'm curious. I'm looking at some of the teams that are already over. Do you believe in the current NBA the way it is now, that in order to win consistently for a long time, you just kind of have to do that? I mean, is that the only way to win in the NBA?
Yeah, the only way to win at a really high level is to pay that money, because this is a game with five players on the court where one or two players can hold an outsized influence on the game. And so that means getting those players. That means getting them usually, Ant it seems to be a little ahead of the curve, but most players are hitting their primes, their peaks 25, 26, 27 years old. And that's when their contracts start getting really expensive. And so to grab a couple of those guys like they have with Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, they're really expensive players, and they're just a little bit older. And so that requires you to spend a ton of money. And the luxury tax is designed to breed some parity into the league. And I think it's going to have that effect over the course of the next 10 years or so. It's going to be a lot harder for teams to repeat as champions, for teams to stay, in the top, let's say, four in the conference for 5 to 8 years. There's going to be tougher and tougher to do that. But when you have a player like Ant as the leader of your group, you're always going to have a shot.
And what do you think so far? I mean, obviously, we're going on the road, but the Target Center has been absolutely just crazy. Have you ever seen anything like this? Was it this good, in the past when we were in playoff games, or is this something even at a higher level?
Yeah, no, Pete, this is the most bonkers I've ever seen it. Now, this is my 20th season covering the Timberwolves. I came in the year after they went to the Western Conference Finals, so I missed that run, but I started the next season, and obviously it was really down times, and I would walk into that building a lot over the last 20 years, and it's half empty. There's not a lot of energy. People might come to see the other team's best player, but you're not really excited about the Wolves. Even in the playoff games at Target Center the last couple of years, there was certainly it was a great environment. It was really loud. Lot of energy, but I think that there was always a sense from the crowd that their team was the decided underdogs and that they were probably going to lose that series. Even the Memphis series where they won one game in Memphis, they were still a 7 seed against a 2 seed, that it was going to be really difficult. With this team, there's a very real belief that every time they step on the court, that they have the best team on the floor, that they're not just there to participate and to, feel good about themselves for making it this far, that they're actually there and they can win. And so when you put those two things together, game six was an absolute gong show. It was so fun. Everyone was standing the entire game, even when they're up 45 points in the fourth quarter. Like, that's just how excited people are, because they actually believe this team can really win and go to the championship.
There are many times, Johnny, where you and I were at Target Center and it was real lonely. I remember, you wouldn't go to Wolves media. You'd go get when LeBron James came to town, and we'd go talk to him instead. A huge turnaround. You had your article in The Athletic the other day was really interesting and eye-opening, talking about the evolution of Karl-Anthony Towns. And I remember when he was drafted and he was the guy, and every night he was the guy. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like he's become, and I don't want to say the word resigned because that makes it sound bad. I think he's accepted and he accepts his role as a role player in this offense. You talked about that in the article. When did you see this change in him really come true, where he decided, okay, you know what? I'm one of the guys. I'm not the guy anymore.
Yeah, I think it's been a gradual process, and really more so this year than any of the others, Dave. I mean, he came into the league, as you said, number one overall pick, face of the franchise, and early on in his career, he put up ridiculous numbers. You get huge scoring nights, big rebounds, assists, high shooting percentages, all of those things. He won a three-point shooting contest. He's been to all-star games. He's been in the middle of a lot of really shiny, bright things individually. But none of those things translated to wins for the team on the court. And there's a lot of reasons for that. It's not just him. It's coaching turnover. It's play, it's teammates. It's all of these things. But I do think that he got to a point this season where he understood that all of the stats, all of the personal accolades, like, that hasn't gotten him where he wants to go. And so to get to be a more impactful winner as a teammate, as a player. He's had to change his game to accommodate Anthony Edwards, to accommodate Rudy Gobert, to do more of just the dirty work stuff. He's been fantastic against Nikola Jokic in these playoffs by just really outworking Jokic and doing things that are not going to show up in a box score. You're not going to see it on a highlights reel after the game, but it's things that help the Timberwolves win. And I think he's recognized now that if the Timberwolves win, that's when he's going to get the recognition and respect that he has not gotten so far in his career. And it has been a noticeable change in approach, and it's been pretty impressive to see him understand and kind of cede some of the spotlight to Anthony Edwards and just say, look, this is what my team needs me to do, so this is what I'm going to go and do. And it's working for them right now.
John, we gave up a lot to get Rudy Gobert. We still owe a 2025 first rounder, a pick swap in the 26, 27, we got a first round pick, 29, we got a first round pick. But would you say that given where we are right now and what Rudy's been able to do with this team, does that seem now like it was actually a good trade?
I do think so, Pete. I mean, you know, it certainly was really criticized last year when they had a hard time connecting, when they were underwhelming and were lost in the first round of the playoffs. And you're looking at the way that Rudy played, the way the team played around him, and just said, wow, this is the Wolves got fleeced by Utah. But to the Wolves' credit, to Tim Connelly's credit and Chris Finch's credit, they didn't panic last summer and say, look, we got to change this right now. We got to trade one of these big guys, whether it's Kat or Rudy. We've got to reconfigure. We made a mistake. They really believed that the more time that they spent together, that it would provide really real benefits. And this season it has. And so, like, I think there's two prongs to why you deem it a success right now. One is they are in game seven against the defending champs with a chance to go to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2004. And, oh, by the way, if they win tonight, guys, they have home court advantage in the Western Conference Finals against Dallas. So from a team accomplishment standpoint, that's been really, really good. The second part of it is, and maybe more importantly to me, is that what it has done is when you bring Rudy Gobert in, it raises the floor of your team. And that means that Anthony Edwards is playing in very important games very early in his career. And so even if things go wrong tonight and they lose, the experience that Ant is getting in these moments is going to pave the way for him going forward in an incredibly beneficial way. And there is a lot of credit that goes to Rudy Gobert for being someone who has helped get him to this spot. And so I think when you factor both of those things in, I think you have to say it's a success. And we'll see how they build on it going forward this season, next season, all of that. But mission accomplished in terms of making sure that Anthony Edwards is playing high leverage games very early in his career. So hopefully he can get that taste in his mouth and figure things out going forward so he can be the guy that carries this team.
If only we could figure out who owned the team. That would be the next biggest question.
I was going to ask that.
No, John Krasinski.
Guys.
What's that?
I said that's going to take a lot longer segment than what we have time for today. So, yeah.
John, I have one last one for you, and I appreciate you giving us all this time because I know this is an incredibly long day for you tonight as that game tips off.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later this evening in Denver. Complete this sentence for me, if you would. The Timberwolves will win tonight if?
If they keep their heads. You know, if they, I really do believe, guys, that I think they're the better basketball team than Denver. So what it's going to come down to is, can they keep their composure in the very hottest of spotlights? Can Karl Anthony Towns stay out of foul trouble? Can Anthony Edwards make the right decisions on when to score and when to look for others? Can they not turn the ball over a bunch and fuel Denver's transition game? If they just play their game and keep their heads about them, I think they're going to win the game. If they lose their cool, if they make silly mistakes, if they beat themselves, that's the way that Denver's going to get on top of them and eliminate them. So it really is all about how they handle this moment, and I think they're fully capable of doing it. But until they get this experience, you just don't know how they're going to react.
John Krasinski from The Athletic. Very few can do it better, buddy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on a busy day. I have like 15 more questions, so maybe we can get together again this summer.
I even have some Viking questions. I mean, you know.
Anytime, guys. I really appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to tonight. So
thanks John. Enjoy the game. John Krasinski from The Athletic, just some fantastic knowledge on the game. We're going to step aside, come back in. We are out early today, so we'll put a wrap on the show. You're listening to The Huddle on 830 WCCO.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.